The Dalen Kuntz Show, presented by Top Shelf Printers and Renaissance Insurance Group. Now, with Dalen Kuntz, here's Brady Hall.
Dalen Kuntz, Dalen front court, shakes the defender, gets down the lane, little runners up there, no good, rebound, he got his own and laid it up there and in. They score, they get the ball back, Dalen Kuntz drives and dunks it down. Dalen trying to get inside the paint, got there, spins to his left, he tries to go up, he does with a jump hook, banking, no good, got his own rebound somehow, back up and in. What a play by Dalen Kuntz, inside the lane, lobs it right corner, open Kuntz, three, bullseye! Goes right corner, open Kuntz, fade away for three, is up there and in. This one is finally rebounded by Dalen Kuntz. He wants to push it front court. Dalen down the lane, beat everybody, scoop shots up and in. Shot clock at 10, Dalen looking to deal. Dalen driving off to the right side, gets inside the lane, scoop shots up, good! Idaho State's trying to foul, Dalen goes to the hole, lays it up there and in.
Welcome into the Dalen Kuntz Show. Few days away from the first round of the Big Sky Conference Tournament. There you heard Jerry Schimmel on the call there. Dalen with a big night on Monday night. 27 points for him to go along with 7 rebounds. And the Bears win 87-72 in their regular season finale. Dalen, my man, how you feeling?
Feeling pretty good.
It's a good way to end the regular season, man.
Yeah, it's a good way to end it. Winning, last game at UNC.
Last
home game at UNC.
What was that like? Yeah, being senior night and last home game, all that stuff. Because again, now we're moving on to tournament play and all that stuff. So that was probably the last game for you in Bank of Colorado Arena, right?
Yeah, I mean, kind of going through the moment, it didn't really hit me till like after, later on that night and the next day. I'm like, dang, that's my last time playing there. Just doing everything there.
Yeah,
as far as for a home game.
Did you get emotional at all, or is that
a little bit?
You're not that emotional. You probably didn't. Did you cry? Did any tears of joy of anything like that?
No, not no tears. It's just like, dang, it's been a ride. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, you and I were kind of just talking about when you started, with Steve Smiley and back in what year was that? 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a kind of crazy year to come to start things off, but.
Yeah.
I just think back to your career, you being a Colorado guy and then obviously going to see you for a bit. And we were all paying attention to you then. And like, this is a really good player. At the time, the Buffs are just so full of guards. What's the future look like for Dalen? And then when we started hearing more and more that you were going to come to UNC to be with Coach Smiley, who you'd already talked to before you committed to CU. So he was always kind of a guy you were interested in playing for. And it turned out pretty good for you, man. I mean, you came here to UNC to be a leader on the team, both mentally and physically. And I would say it's fair to say not only did you do all those things, regardless of what happens coming up on Saturday night, you're going to go down in history as one of the greatest Bears of all time. I mean, do you talk about that? Does that hit your brain? I mean, when we talk about great UNC Bears, Dalen Kuntz's name is going to be right there in the mix.
A little bit. I've seen just some people say some things about it, but I feel like that's pretty cool for me to have a chance to do that. I mean, it's something kind of always dream about doing, just when you're coming out of high school or just whatever it is, being able to be mentioned with some of the other great people that came out from UNC or.
Well, and what's really cool about UNC the last few years, and this just shows you that this program is really on the right track and has been for a while, is a lot of the great names that we talk about being up there as far as the greatest have happened in the last 5 to 6 to 7 years or so. Obviously, Jordan Davis is in that mix. Jonah Radabaugh is in that mix. You're now in that mix. Bodie Hume's a guy you might be talking about being one of those top players.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's great players even beyond that, too, I know. But just recently, in these last few years, with Jeff Linder's crew and then Steve Smiley's crew, we're talking some of the greats just over the last 5 years. That's pretty phenomenal, I think, for this program.
Yeah, it's just showing that, the talent that's coming to UNC, that as far as recruiting with Linder and then now with Smiley and his whole staff, just showing some of the talent that's coming here and a lot of it being homegrown. And it's really just showing the talent that we got here that's coming here.
You guys win against Idaho State 87-72, as we said, on an emotional night, senior night and everything. What was kind of the mindset going into that game? Was it, hey, we want to win this game? Obviously, we want to win every game, but we want to put ourselves in a position so we can build up our confidence going in, get some of that momentum. Because everyone that I talk to, a player or a coach, they all say that's a real thing. Momentum is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Was that kind of the mindset going in? Hey, let's get this dub, but let's make it a feel-good type dub so we feel really good about going into the tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just knowing that we had a chance to win on Saturday and we weren't able to get it done, and then on top of it being senior night, it's just like, you know, we could get this win and then kind of go into the conference rolling and feeling good about ourselves. And then also just as far as, like, for me and Matt, with it being our last games, you know, in the bank. So it's just like, you know, that's just like another plus, just sending us out right, make sure we win our last game there, and then just going into this tournament with confidence.
That's a special thing, too, to say, hey, you left it, your last game there, you won, and you won big, and you left it out on the floor, man. I mean, you had one of your better games as far as scoring with 27 points on the night. And we've seen this with guys where the last couple of games of the season, they get really hot, the team gets hot, and they can really carry that over with this sense of confidence. And I was looking at the bracket, and I know we'll get into that in a bit. We got Portland State coming up on Saturday night, but that can be such a big thing when you're able to score 87 the way you guys did and then allow 72. I mean, both sides were really working for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like going into the game, we just wanted to emphasize, you know, hanging our hats on defense, playing a full 40 minutes of defense and not just, you know, 30 minutes or 20 minutes, just putting together a full 40. And then going along with that, like us being able to defend and rebound just kind of helped our offense out a lot. Like we were able to get on transition and then just find rhythm with the ball, shots going in and all that.
Now you guys play Saturday night. We'll have the pregame show for you with Jerry Schimmel on KFKA at 7:30. Tip-off is 8 o'clock. Very, very excited about that. What is the – I mean, you're not looking ahead at all, right? I'm not even going to ask that question because you know it's you have to take it one game at a time. Mm-hmm. But here it is. We got to go bam, 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 bam if we want to achieve our ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, of course, we're taking it game by game, but knowing that, you know, as long as feel like we have the chance to really do something special, as long as we're locked in. You know what I mean, just giving ourselves the chance each game, and just kind of going from there, just playing our best 40 minutes of basketball each game, and then after that, just going wherever it goes after that.
Well, you guys got Portland State on Saturday, and you guys won the series against Portland State, so you won both of those games. Mm-hmm. Does that help or hurt? Because you've heard it on both sides. It's hard to beat a team three times in a season, but then you can see it on the reverse. Okay, the Bears have confidence against this team. Sometimes you can look at it the other way, where if you were coming into this and you'd lost to Portland State both times, you know, maybe you've learned so much from that loss. So how much does beating them twice in the regular season help or hurt you guys going in Saturday?
I wouldn't say it really hurts us, but I think as far as confidence-wise, it helps us. But then also knowing that, you know, we beat them twice, so their coach and their whole thing is that, like, you know, we can't lose these guys again, so we're going to get their best shot on Saturday night. So it's just knowing that we're going to get their best basketball and just being able to, you know, still do what we need to do and hang our hat on stuff we need to do.
In these games, I'm looking at some of the totals. I mean, you had 14 points in one of them. What was the most recent game? Was that the game you guys won 88-79, or was that the close game? The most recent Portland State, was that the close game?
I want to say that 88-79.
Is that the most recent one? They all run. They all run together at the end of the season,
yeah.
Man. Angel's going to dig that up for us. But you had 14 points in one of those games, and then you had 22 points. Very solid game for you in both of those, and again, seeing the offensive output from you guys. So when you go to the film, you really seem to like this matchup against Portland State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just knowing that, you know, it's like one of those games where we're not going to be able to run a lot of sets just because the way they defend and the way they play. It's more of an up-paced game, faster game. So just knowing that, I mean, just kind of seeing where we got our shots before, kind of limiting them in transition because they like to play fast. Yeah, pretty much that's it. Just kind of looking to see where we played, what we did well at last time, and what we could still correct from last time.
In one of those games, their guards and Cameron Parker, I mean, he went off. He had 32, and I think the other game he had like 14 or something. But he's pretty lethal, isn't he? I mean, that guy can score. Once he kind of gets going, he can score, and he can get to the free throw line too.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, last time when he played us here at home, he had the 32 points. But he played really good. He's a good player. I mean, now just kind of going into his next game, just trying to figure out ways to contain him better and, you know, kind of contain the whole team as a whole.
Yeah, what was it in that last matchup, too? Because, again, you guys were up 42-39. It was a tight game at the half. But then you did enough to ultimately pull away and win 88-79. So what were you seeing so well in that game that allowed you guys to pull away like that? And again, scoring 88 points, that's a big deal.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely the ball going in. And then just I feel like there was times where we needed to kind of get stops and kind of shift the momentum back to us, and we were able to do that. Just kind of taking away some of the other players that shoot the, like to shoot the three. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Portland State, you know, they showed that they can win some games, too, some crucial games when it mattered. I mean, they beat Northern Arizona, they beat Idaho, but they had a lot of close games, too. I mean, that's what we've talked about, kind of the theme of the show the last couple of weeks is bottom of the conference standings or top of the conference standings, you never know what you're going to get. Portland State was right there. I mean, they lost by 8 to Weber State. It was fairly close against Montana State, extremely close against Sacramento State. So you know you're going to get a good basketball game. You know this guy, this team's going to come at you guys really, really wanting this win for several reasons, obviously to move on in the tournament, but the fact that you guys beat them twice in the regular season.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, pretty much, yeah, like you said, all these games have been close for pretty much the whole season. It's only been a few blowouts, really. But, I mean, every team in the league is good. And, you know, this is kind of the time where you want to be playing your best basketball and kind of getting everybody, you're going to get everybody's best shot.
You guys have just had this season of close games, a lot of close games. We all know we've talked so much about you and Matt and Dalton Connect and what they can do, but we've also talked about the growth of other players and the younger players and stuff. How do you feel, or where do you feel like their heads are at this point? You know, some of these guys have never seen these type of games before. Mm-hmm. You know, everything was a first for them, the Houstons, the Baylors, and I wonder how much those games will help prepare those younger players for tournament play, because it's big time now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like they're going to take it pretty good. Of course, it's going to be a little interesting at first, you know, the first few minutes, getting those jitters out. But, I mean, as far as, like, playing at Houston and Baylor and stuff, like, I mean, we're not going to see no more environments like that unless you, like, in the, you know, like, to make it to the tournament and stuff, like the March Madness. But as far as, like, that type of stuff, I think they'll be fine with it because we won't be in those, like, you know, packed out, sold out environments like that. So I think they'll handle it pretty much fine.
Now, when do you guys head out? Boise, right? When do you guys head out?
Friday morning,
and then get set for a – what time do you get there? Like,
Probably get there around, like, 12 or something.
And what does that process look like for you guys once you get there and stuff? Are we downtime for a little bit, or do you guys dress out and get right at it? What's that all look like?
Probably just usually depends on kind of when we can get in the gym, but, like, sometimes usually we'll get there, get some food once we get there, head to the hotel, relax for probably about an hour or so, and then say if we got practice around, like, 5 or 6 or something, might go to practice then. Then we eat dinner, and then we do go over personnel stuff.
Do you like that you'll be the late game? I mean, again, Northern Arizona and the Vandals will go at it at 5:30, I believe. So you'll be that late one. Is that what you would rather, to be in that situation as opposed to an earlier in the evening?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like you just get more time to rest throughout the day. I mean, kind of gets to chill a little bit. You know, I like to take some pregame naps, so more time for my naps.
Get those naps in, man. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good, though, yeah. Definitely like the later games a little more.
How hard was it in the last stretch of the season knowing, okay, win or lose, we know we're going to just have to do it in the tournament. It doesn't matter if we win out, if we lose out, whatever, we got to get there. How were you just chomping at the bit? Like, all right, let's get to it, man. Let's get this regular season wrapped up and get to the season. I always wonder that because as a fan, I'm like, 3 or 4 games left in the regular season. Okay, let's just go. I'm ready to get into that tournament and see what you guys got. Or were you able to just kind of compartmentalize and say, no, I'm taking it game by game. You being a senior, I'm going to take every single moment in. Or was there a part of you kind of chomping at the bit to get to this tournament?
For me personally, it's just taking it game by game. Yeah. Just knowing that, like, you know, my college career is slowly counting down towards the end. But, I mean, just, yeah, taking it game by game, just trying to, you know, just get better each game and just try to play our best basketball going into the tournament.
How do you feel like as far as that goes, your best basketball? Do you guys feel like, again, just this last game out especially, do you feel like you're kind of in that position where you think you can, because you guys have had a nice run. I mean, February was full of kind of some ups and downs, but still some close games, but you had some big wins too that I think had us in that 3-game winning streak. We were saying, man, I would not want to play UNC in the first round or the second round if I were a Big Sky team. How do you feel you guys are in terms of, you know, playing our best basketball when it means the most?
I feel like we're pretty close, and, I mean, we're almost there. I feel like, you know, just like this last stretch, like you said, has been really good. Like, we're kind of piecing it together and, you know, putting two sides of the ball together. We're starting to make shots like we want and then just still continue to grow on defense and just kind of cut down on some of the simple mistakes we're having. Like, a lot of the games I feel like that were close, it wasn't necessarily that we were beat. I feel like we kind of beat ourselves in ways. Just little simple things as far as, like, transition points or just little scout mistakes where, you know, if we just do the scout right or get back in D like we're supposed to, then those points won't happen. We won't have to worry about those issues.
Yeah. Now you're listening to the Dalen Coons Show here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Angel, let's go through some of those numbers. Those are great numbers that you're bringing up, because I think we gotta bring this up for Dalen, because Dalen's not going to brag about himself. I just don't hear him do it very often. Give me some of those stats. Those are really interesting.
Sure. So these are all-time records at UNC. Dalen, you are second in field goals made at 543, fourth in total points. You need seven to pass Bodie Hume to move up to third. And then you are first in points per game at 17.9 all time.
Did you know that stuff?
I seen like a little bit of it.
If you pass Bodie, you'll have to message him and let him know.
Yeah, you got to message Bodie. Hey, man. So I'm assuming all that count, the tournament counts with all the regular season stats and all that stuff too.
Yes.
And then what's this other one you got? This other one you sent in.
So that was for during a season. He was six made shots to pass Andre Spieth for first overall in point or field
it's
goals made
great
in a
bear.
Season.
Yeah.
Your second all time in points in a season, and then tied for third in points per game in a season.
I mean, that's greatness territory there.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty
good.
Well, Andre Spieth's another one I didn't mention. He was a sensational player too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're putting all these names out there and all these numbers out there. And what you were able to do. And again, I think it's worth noting, too, you were one of those greats that went through the COVID years, too. You know, a lot of these guys we're talking about didn't go through that stuff.
Yeah, it was a short year, too.
That was a very interesting year, man. I mean, just absolutely nuts. Apparently, San Jose State was still in the COVID year because nobody was at that game last night, 9 o'clock. I was watching that game last night. It was late. They kept thinking, man, I can't stay up too late here, but it was somewhat close. They have, for you guys, 9 o'clock game on a Monday night a couple of weeks ago. Student section showed out. There was a nice turnout.
Yeah, it was.
San Jose State, a Mountain West conference team that might have a shot. I don't think they're getting an at-large bid, but they might have a shot to do something. The fan support wasn't that crazy. So that's kind of cool, man. You guys drew a big crowd on a 9 o'clock. I mean, that kind of shows you where the growth of the student section is and everything for UNC.
Yeah, definitely. I kind of feel like, I mean, as far as, like, the support students-wise, kind of it grew a lot last year to this year, just as far as people coming out to support. And then, like you said, like, that 9 o'clock game, that was a big, boom.
That was fun. I like that. That was fun, man. That was a lot of good time. Well, those numbers are amazing. You kind of knew that this stuff was in the mix for you because, again, these great seasons you continued to have, I think you just kept getting better every single year. Do you have a memory that sticks out to you as far as your time with UNC, something on the court, off the court, whatever, something that really stood out in your time as a UNC Bear?
I don't know. It's a lot. I mean, probably, like, the coolest thing with me is probably when we beat CSU. Like,
yeah.
Just knowing, like, you know, they said, I think we hadn't beat them in, like, 40 years or something there or something
nuts,
crazy,
man.
Like that. Like,
yeah.
That was pretty cool, just being able to do that. And then, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, going to the tournament, going to the championship last year. I mean, it's a lot. It's so much.
Maybe some more memories coming up to add to that mix, too. Okay, 23 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. Dalen's in studio with us here today before they head out on Friday morning to get set for the Big Sky Conference Tournament. It is here. We're going to have it on KFKA for you with that pregame show starting at 7:30. Very much looking forward to that. Let's take a short break. It's the Dalen Coons Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
It's the Dalen Coons Show here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers. I mean, there's a lot of numbers, Dalen, to go through here. We got the article from the Greeley Tribune up on some of the great stats. She did a write-up on you, of course. So great. Jaden Watson-Fisher did a great job of kind of putting all these big numbers into place. I mean, these are big time things, man. I mean, you earned unanimous All Big Sky first team honors, all region recognition from the National Basketball Coaches and National Basketball Writers Association as well. We've talked about the Big Sky Conference championship game, 36 performance against Portland State in the semifinals. You rank number one in UNC's Division I history for scoring average, 18 points per game, number two for career scoring, 16.04 points, and number two in field goals made, 572. You rank number four all-time in scoring. You recently passed Hume, Will Figures, and Devin Beitzel, who we were talking about. Amazing stuff, man. I mean, what's that do to hear that stuff? Like, does it? I mean, because you're just, my time getting to know you, you just don't, you're not that kind of guy. You don't talk a lot about individual stuff, you know, to me at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool though. Like, I mean, I don't know, I think like a lot of stuff doesn't really, I don't think it don't hit me right away. Like, I kind of, once it kind of like sinks in and sits in, I'm like, oh, wow, like, that's actually kind of crazy.
I mean, when you're playing high school basketball, You obviously dream of playing college basketball, mm-hmm. and then you dream of doing big things in college basketball. But man, it's so hard for a college basketball player to get to Division I mm-hmm. college basketball, and then to do things like this is mind blowing. I mean, you're one of those rare guys. We talk about Division I programs in the country, in the state, whatever. These are big time numbers, man. I mean, so you're in this rarefied air as far as some of these greats that we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's like an honor to be, you know, kind of be put up there with them. And then, I don't know, just a lot of stuff, like, I really didn't, like, kind of plan on, like, you know, chasing them or breaking them. It just kind of, I feel like it just kind of just happened over time, like.
Was that something that, Smiley, when you came to UNC, did you guys talk about, hey, we can, or was it just more of, hey, you can come here and you can be a good player? Or did you talk about, hey, you can come here and you can be maybe the face of this team for a few years? Did you have those big discussions like that?
Yeah, a little bit. It's just kind of like more of, you know, like when you come here, like, you know, we're behind you 1,000%. We know, like, you know, the type of player you are and what you're capable of. And it's just kind of just trying to get me to that next level, just helping me take them steps to become a better player, better person, and all of that.
Well, I'm glad I got you to sign my basketball, because I'm going to hang on to that bad boy. Because this is, you know, again, I know you want to keep playing basketball, and odds are you are going to keep playing basketball. We'll just see kind of where and what that looks like. But you have some season left now. You have this Big Sky Conference tournament left, which I know a lot of – we've talked to a lot of people that cover the Big Sky Conference, and they all kind of say the same things. Is look out for that UNC team. I mean, you were projected to finish pretty high in the conference. But, you know, after talking to Smiley over the last couple of weeks, too – it is interesting how those projections come out. Because, yeah, people believe in you. Mm-hmm. People believe in Matt Johnson. Didn't know Dalton Connect was going to quite have this year, the year that he had. Yeah. But the reality of the situation was, got a lot of young guys. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those young guys don't really grasp it all until we get to, like, March. And then they really get the feel for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think Smiley brought it or said it perfectly. He's like, yeah, those projections were cool and everything, but we realistically did not buy into that because we knew it was going to be a season of growth and hopefully we'd be in the best position possible at the end. And here you are. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I think that that's kind of been a big deal. You guys have been great. The top three have been great. But you've also been seeing these other guys, the Wisneys of the world, kind of grow with this program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just trying to, I mean, our whole kind of thing this year is just trying to bring the younger guys along, you know, knowing that, like, from last year to this year, we lost a lot of veterans. We were an older team last year. And now just this year, knowing that, like, we had to kind of bring the young guys along, knowing that it wasn't going to be something that happened in one or two games. It was kind of going to be like the, you know, like the length of the season, just kind of getting them to understand and, you know, just understand how to play the game at the college level and just, you know, the mental side of it and just kind of how everything is.
How important is it going to be? I know it sounds cliche and it's an obvious question, but, you know, we still ask it because we want to talk about it, but getting a quick start against Portland State to almost show the young guys this could happen. We can win a first round of the Big Sky Conference tournament. How crucial is that to you? Where you say, hey, we jump out to a quick start. Mm-hmm. We want these young guys to get hyped up and really start to see the ball go through the net, so to speak, to see that we can win a tournament game here.
Yeah, definitely. That's important. Just sets the tone to start the game. You know what I mean? For us and for them, just set like that, just to start the game off with a tone like that is pretty good. And then just, you know, always playing against Portland State, the games is always, you know, it's up and down. It's like, you know, it's not really going to be like a straight, solid, consistent game. It's all, you know, everybody makes runs. So it's just kind of, you know, it'll help us out a lot just if we're able to get a quick start and kind of sustain their run when their run comes.
Talk to us about Portland State. You mentioned it in the last segment. You know, this is a team that likes to get up and down the floor. They are going to go. They're going to move quickly. The challenges there, we talked about Parker a little bit and what he can do. But talk to us, give us some specifics, not the game plan. We won't ask for that yet. I'll text you that later and see what it is. Talk to us about some of the specifics with this team and what are the concerns going forward that you're looking at in film and you're really breaking down?
Like the biggest thing is, like I said, they play fast. So that means just limiting turnovers and a good shot selection. Having good shot selection will kind of help us out in the transition, like transition side of it. And then just being able to kind of take away their threes and, you know, just kind of make their bigs work down low. That's pretty much the biggest thing, just taking away threes and then just not fouling because they're a very aggressive team. But also on the other side, they're one of the most fouling teams in the country. So us being aggressive, getting to the free throw line, just trying to win that free throw game would be big too.
A lot of quick drives in the paint, getting in there, seeing if you can get to that free throw line. And again, you, Matt Johnson, Dalton Connect, the three of you guys are so lethal when you get to the free throw line. So that's got to be a big part of the game plan is, hey, let's get aggressive, especially you three, and getting down inside that paint.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just like I said, they're one of the most fouling teams. They're more physical teams, so there's going to be more fouls called. So there's being able to get to the line, but then on the other hand, limiting them getting to the line with playing without fouling on D.
I heard a guy say on a game broadcast the other night, it wasn't you guys, but I just heard, you know, a lot of times you see the reason defenses foul so much. The harder you play, the less you foul, because the harder you play, the better position you're in. Mm-hmm. So meaning if you're not playing that hard, if you're not dialed in mentally and physically, you're gonna lose your spot. You're going to get out of position. Therefore, that's leading to more fouls. Is there truth to that from your experience?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, just like kind of the way they play is a little bit, they play a little more aggressive, more physical. So, you know what I mean? When you're more physical, it's going to be more fouls. Just
yeah.
The way they play, they kind of like play a little more like hectic and crazy, like trapping and just, you know, like rallying to the ball and drives and stuff like that. So
what do you guys do to combat that? Is that, you know, because you're going to have guards up on you. You're going to have their big guys down trying to strip that ball out and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, so what do you guys do to go against that?
Just knowing that once you beat your first defender, it's going to be other defenders rotating towards you. So now that's when you play off, like, you know, playing off 2 feet, looking for the opposite side help, or just, you know, when they're rallying in, looking to see where they're coming from and making that pass and just kind of playing like that. Because once you beat your defender, they're all rallying, coming to try to either take a charge, block the shot, or just kind of, you know, dig your hand in there and try to steal it.
I've always said, watching you play, I mean, you always kind of look like your head is on a swivel. Because you're all, you know, you're thinking about scoring, but you know where your guys are too. And that's got to be crucial for younger guys included, but obviously your studs, to be in position for you. Because when you're penetrating, you beat that first guy, you know the second guy is coming up, somebody's going to be open, right?
Yeah, just knowing where the help is coming from and then just being able to kind of go from there and make reads, whether that's to pass it, drive it, whatever it is, just kind of just going from there and being able to make the reads based off how they rotate and, you know, how they're moving around.
How big are your big guys going to have to be in this game? Theo Hughes, Brock Wisney, both have had some great highs, some lows too. But sometimes we've also seen them kind of get into some foul trouble too. So how important are those two guys going to be on Saturday night?
Oh, they're going to be real important. I mean, just knowing that they got some good bigs there at Portland State too. Just kind of staying out of foul trouble and just being able to kind of contain their bigs, and then while guards just kind of contain the guards.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a matchup, man. I'm really excited for it. Obviously, you win, you know, just to let our listeners know, you can cover your ears, Dalen. Don't look forward. But if you win that game, obviously Sunday night, you would play again at the 8 o'clock time against Montana State. We would see a rematch from last year, so that would be an interesting matchup there too. Mm-hmm. Then if you win that, you would get the day off, and then you would play on Tuesday, and then ultimately the way this thing could go is you'd play into Wednesday. And I know you're not looking at that, but we've talked about it, man. If you can find a way to get that first round win, then it really feels wide open. Like anybody can do anything in this conference. Because again, find a way to beat Montana State. Weber State's down the road. We saw what you guys did last time out with them. So it is about the one game. We're here, all the stats, all the records, all that stuff, all those great things that we'll talk about well after the season, they really don't matter come 8 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah, really done. I mean, just trying to figure out a way to get this first game done and then just going from there, knowing that, like, you know, if we get that first game done, we have a chance to, you know, put ourselves in a good position for us to kind of make a run.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about it. Can't wait for this one to come up on Saturday night. I've been looking forward to this one for a while. Like I said, I love watching basketball. But I'll admit, once I get into mid-February, I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's get into – I want to see these games in the conference tournament. I want to see these games where – they're so entertaining, especially in the Big Sky Conference, because this is it. It is win or go home, and there is a tomorrow. We have the secondary tournaments and all that stuff too, sure. But when it comes to winning your conference tournament, getting a chance to get into the Big Dance, that's what it is every single night. It's win or go home, man. I mean, it's chaos.
Yeah, it's chaos. I mean, everybody has, you know, good juice for these games. Everybody's playing as hard as they can, and just, you know what I mean? It's good basketball to watch, just watching how hard everybody's competing and then just how well people are playing.
I'm looking forward to it, man. 40 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Let's jump out real quick. We'll finish up with Daylen on the other side. I know you got to get prepped. You got to get ready to go. You got to get packed and all that stuff, man. So we'll talk more with Daylen here in just a bit. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
We return to the Daylen Kuntz Show, presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printing. Great sponsors of this program, and I'm really pumped, and I don't know what the next week's going to look like for us, Daylen, but I've loved doing this show, man, and you've gotten so good at this over the last couple of weeks, man, because last year I think we did like a 15-minute segment or whatever, but I got to hand it to you, man. You're always, if you're available, it's like, hey, I'll be there, no problem, let's get in studio, because it's so much more fun to do it in studio. You've done a great job with this, man, and we really appreciate you working with us and working with Renaissance and working with Top Shelf. And just being a joy to work with, man. It's been a blast.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to appreciate it. Just want to say thank you to you, Renaissance, Top Shelf too, and then just, you know, being able to do this. Like, now I kind of noticed, like, when I used to do it, the 15 minutes was like so difficult for me. Like, you know, it was like the longest 15 minutes of my life, and now just like, I just kind of be on here and just be flowing pretty easy.
Yeah, it's fun, and we get insight that I can't give, because as much as you think that I could go score probably 30 or so in a Division I game, that changed from you think I could get one free throw, maybe. I don't have the insight that you have. I mean, and you being a great player, it's so much fun for our listeners to be able to listen to your thoughts on a game, what you saw in a game, why this game was different from that game. So I absolutely love the players aspect that we can bring to this show each and every week.
Yeah, definitely. I love doing this too. This kind of, like, you know, kind of made me talk a little more, open up a little more. So it's kind of cool for me to do that, just open up and just kind of talk more. I really don't talk that much.
Well, yeah, when I first met you, we didn't talk a whole lot. But then as we got going and then you met the characters that work here, it kind of forces you to talk a little bit. I mean, you talk to our guy Micah back there every day, who always takes credit for your wins, by the way. This is something he has. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, something he does. It's okay.
He's a diehard Broncos guy. You're a diehard Chiefs guy. Mm-hmm. So there's some friction there all the time. But so you guys have managed through it. It's been okay.
Yeah, some playful friction. It's all good, though.
Did Daylen see you on court side on was that Monday?
I did see you sitting over there.
Made a couple threes right across from us. That was pretty cool.
Well, Angel had a big night too, man. And out of bounds, a ball came out of bounds. He caught it with one hand.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I mean, come on. So how many points could Angel reflexes. Score? You know, you think he could get a bucket?
I don't know. We'll have to get you to the free throw line.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to get...
Like, I would try, like, a lefty, like Daylen. I would just miss it all.
You go up and just get stuffed, man. Just absolutely blocked. I'm just going to rain dance that thing, man. At half court, I'm throwing it up. Because I know the second the defenders get close to me, I'm freaking out, and there's a turnover in the making there. So let's just fire it. I got a better shot doing that than I think actually getting into more of the play. So I got to be careful there. Well, man, we're looking forward to this one. I know it's one game at a time, and it's all you can do is just win the next game. That's all you can do right now is put your focus into that, regardless of what ends up happening. You've had a phenomenal career as a UNC Bear. I know, I would imagine Buffs fans are sad to lose you a few years ago, seeing how you developed in such a great player. But I know Bears fans and this coaching staff and you know, of course, us here at KFKA, who do so much with the Bears, are happy that you made the UNC Bears your pick where you were going to go next.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm happy to be a Bear. I mean, the whole transition kind of helped shape me and, you know, just taught me some different lessons and just kind of helped me grow as a man, as a person, and then, of course, as a player.
Well, let's go add some more points to that total there and those historic marks, man. Just go freaking off on Saturday, okay? Just go off. Leave it all out there. I'm going to give you that. Coach, I could come in. Coach, let me do that. I love this coaching staff. I love what Coach Smiley and that crew has done. You guys are so fun to talk to. We've had the honor to talk to a few players throughout the course of this season. Just go get it done, man. Let's just go win Saturday night and then see what happens.
Yep, that's the goal. Just play our best 40 minutes of basketball on Saturday.
It's like I always tell Bruce Dick, the head coach of Fort Collins basketball, just go score more than the other team.
Mm-hmm.
That should get the trick. That should do it, right? You score more than the other team, you got it done.
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's part of it. That's part of it, man. All right, dude. Well, good luck to you. We'll be cheering you on from here, of course, and you'll be heading out Friday morning. And just the best of luck, man. Go get them.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, man. We'll take a short break. It's been the Dalen Kuntz Show presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers here in Greeley. Great supporters of all things the UNC Bears. 47 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We got a lot to get to today. We got our lunch rush coming up. I'll have Kyle Fredrickson talking some Colorado Avs with us as well. So a lot to get to. Short time to do it. We'll be right back. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Will it work out? Here are our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.